RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, the Tolos have delivered. How about that? We tee up a little Ask Broadus here at 877-881-1053, and every line is lit up.
Jeez.
That's beautiful, man.
You folks, don't you got jobs?
Hey, this is work. They're putting that work in
They're putting that work in.
They're going right to the source, and they're getting the information that they need, whatever it is.
They absolutely
football,
are.
Cowboys, draft, auto racing, fishing.
Yeah.
Chef.
Somebody asked me a question. Would you go fishing with Lucius? Absolutely, you go fishing with Lucius. You have a chance to go fishing with him?
Oh, that would be incredible.
That'd be a blast.
Yeah, you guys would have to vlog that, get some content out of it.
I'm sure Lucius would Lucius is just fun to hang out with. So, yeah.
It'd be a 10 out of 10 experience.
Yeah, I feel bad about the whole situation with his house, but, you know.
Maybe he gets new floors out of it.
Yeah,
so, when it's all said and done.
It sounded like Dawson had a big, big problem with that. Remember he was dealing with that kind of thing,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he had a wonky construction crew. So, Lucius has that thing dialed, stayed home to monitor the situation.
Yeah, you need to.
That was a good play by him. Yeah. All right, we're rocking and rolling here. We got the G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, commercial free in the expressway coming up in about 15 minutes. But to the phone lines we go. Ask Broadus. Now, please keep it concise. Get in with your question. Do what you got to do. A lot of people want to know maybe about the teabag thing and how much of a romancer you are, Broadus. I mean, who knows what kind of questions we're about to get. We start with line one. We have Hopper on the horn. Hopper in Dallas. You're in the G-Bag Nation.
Hey, I got a date coming up in Dallas downtown. I'm looking for a restaurant. Just any advice?
Kick ass, Hopper. That is a tone setter. That is taking a call 101 right there. Great job by Hopper. You're in, you're out, boom.
You got your downtown restaurants, though?
Downtown Dallas, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, maybe he's open to moving things around a little bit, because I know you're a restaurant connoisseur.
See, I usually hang out. This is not a brag or anything, but I live over in the Preston Hollow area, though, and I'm kind of like in that area where I've got my Italian place on. But let me tell you, if you want to, it's not really downtown, but I do love Bob's over off Lemon is where I would
stuff.
Go. And, you know, because I kind of feel like, though, that, and I know Bob's is a steakhouse, but I think it's service is excellent. The ambiance is excellent. I've talked to, like, chefs that have said, hey, listen, fine dining is great and meals great, but where you're sitting and all the things around you is really more important. But I kind of feel like you can get a little bit of different things. You could get your fish, you could get your steak. You know, the service is really good. You know, the appetizers they have are excellent. The bar is top shelf stuff all along. I think it's towards downtown, not in the middle of downtown or anything like that. So I'm a big fan of going to Bob's over off Lemon if you're into that kind of stuff.
Hopper, text in right now at 877-881-1053 because I have the D Magazine Best of Big D 2025.
Which one do they list?
And they got a million different restaurants and things for whatever type of food you're trying to get.
Yeah.
So I will text you back the link to this so you can figure out, hey, what are we in the mood for kind of deal? And I mean, talk like all the best restaurants in every different type of category in terms of the type of food. I will text that to you. So Hopper, leave your name on the text, and I'll send you the link right now.
See,
because D Magazine has it dialed.
There's people saying that Bob's too expensive for a first date.
There's really nothing too expensive for a first date if you got what it takes.
If you're trying to impress somebody, like, you know.
But you set the bar high. If you can't consistently come through with a Bob's level, now all of a sudden she goes to Bob's first time. Next thing you know, you're taking her down to another lower standard for the rest of time.
But you kind of get to know her at Bob's. Like, is she going to always be a high-end guy or gal, high-end gal? I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you know, places that I, when you start talking, people are talking about Kenny's Woodfire Grill. Kenny is excellent.
Top
tier. Trulux is very good. They're talking about that one. Dakota Steakhouse, it's like an underground place. They saw it. Like, it's a, like a Vin Diesel they're talking about. Albernais, again, I like Albernais too. I mean, I'm a fan of that. But they were saying, he was saying downtown, right?
Yeah, I'm seeing best steakhouse right now. D Magazine is Nuri Steakhouse. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly where that's at.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Hopper. Make sure you text in, leave your name. I will respond back to you with this link here.
See, there's a Bob's in the downtown in the Omni. I didn't know about that one, but I do remember because we did some shows over there at the Omni.
Yeah.
And there's a Bob's there. So, I, like I said, you know, you asked me, people were talking about Nick and Sam's, Albernais, all good places. I'm just talking about the one I would go to.
Okay, Hopper, I'm sending it to you right now. I just saw your text. All right, let's go to line two. We got Craig in Midlothian. Craig, what you got, brother?
Hey, I'd send Hopper over to Hurtado Barbecue there, that downtown location. That'd be great.
Good pull.
And speaking with the food team here, Broadus, have you ever tried in your crawfish boil mushrooms?
Yeah, David Hellman used to make me do that, and he's the only person that I do it for. Because everybody else, I'm more of a traditionalist, and I see people put artichokes in there, asparagus, all kinds of stuff. That's not me. I'm like andouille sausage. You know, I'm about the corn. I'm about the potatoes. But when David Hellman and I do crawfish boils together, he always asks me, please put like button mushrooms in.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it every time just for him. But I don't do anything else.
Tim in Carthage. Let's go, big boy. Tim, what you got?
Okay, I got a couple of things, Brian, and I just want you to know I'm so glad the way you took over the responsibility of sharing some of the job duties with Eric today, because Lord knows he needs help sometimes.
Thank you, sir.
Good call.
But I do want you to go ahead, and there's a couple of things here. Number one, I want you to tell Blake he's on notice. Right now the clock is ticking.
Okay.
Because Blake made a comment and made me sound like I was losing my mind when I said Miami was going to beat A&M and they will go to the national championship. The clock's ticking, Blake, because you're going to hear, I got my receipt. Number two, Brian, I got to ask you this one question. What is the one thing that I, as a Cowboy fan, can be motivated about and happy look forward to another season? Is it Cosby? Is it Jeremiah Love? Is it an edge? Is it a new workable quarterback, you know, for the future?
Yeah.
One thing that's going to motivate me as a fan to get ready for next year, give it to me full throttle, Broadus.
I think that your owner, because of his advanced age, is actually going to play in free agency this year.
I hope you're right.
I think he is going to play in free agency, and I'm not just talking about tag or sign George Pickens and stuff like that. I think they're honestly going to set themselves up to give them some flexibility with the two picks they have in the first round. Because if you just go and say, okay, we're going to bottom fish and tag Pickens and that's all we're going to do, then I can't sell you any hope. I mean, I can sell you a couple of good players at 14 and 28, when those picks are made.
We need about 10 of them.
Yeah, but you need a situation where they legitimately go out and win free agency when it comes to going out and being aggressive and identifying players and getting the best talent here, which I think the owner really is on board. I don't think this is lip service. I could come back this time next year and say, you know what? What were you completely wrong about? I don't think I'm wrong about this one. I think Jerry Jones is going to take the bull by the horns on this one. I think they're going to be aggressive. They got to set themselves up to be open for the college draft.
I love it. Thanks for the call, Rat. All right, here we go. John in Louisville, you're in the G-Bag Nation.
Hey, Brian, I've got a question for you football-wise.
Yeah.
It's not ever seems to be brought up at all. As awesome as Aubrey is, why isn't there a focus two or three times, maybe four this year, he kicks the ball out of bounds right after a score, and now the other team's at the 40,
right?
Plays, you're in field goal position. I mean, it seems obvious, don't kick it out of bounds, but what's the focus? What's the fix? Can anger kick off?
They're just trying to
Thanks, John.
Yeah, John, that's a good question. I think they're really trying to be very – like they know with Aubrey, they've got a really good athlete, and they got somebody that's pretty good with ball placement stuff. I think they're being a little cute here. I think they're being a little cute to try and put it along the sideline, maybe make somebody make a mistake over there. But yeah, he's hooked a couple of balls that have gone out of bounds. I know the one he kicked off out of bounds after a penalty, that was because of a field position thing, you know, the way that it worked out because of where you kicked it off from. You gave up field position, or you weren't going to give up field position, so kicking out of bounds was the best thing to do. But I think there's times where they try and get a little cute and pin guys in the corner, and that's where I think he has some of the problems. But he's really accurate. It's almost like he's hitting soccer shots, you know, and that's his background. But he's kind of got that ability to kind of step up, pop it, and be where it needs to be. But you can get a little cute and hurt yourself that way, like you've mentioned.
Ask Broadus here in the G-Bag Nation. We got Weston in Midlothian. Weston, you're in the nation.
Oh, how y'all doing?
Excellent.
Good. All right. So I want to say I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
I work for Amazon, so I listen to y'all quite a bit.
Great.
I'm a big Rangers fan, big Mavs fan, but I'm not a Cowboys fan. I'm a Saints fan.
Saints fan. Sucks. Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
But my question for you is, I guess a lot of mock drafts have us taking Mekhi Lemon. What could you tell me about him?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. That is a hell of a football
player. Thanks, Weston.
Yeah, that's a great – you know, I saw some people talking about the safety as well. Mekhi Lemon, though, 5'11", he's 195 pounds. USC is the school. He might have the best hands in the draft when you watch these receivers. He's a strong-handed guy. I feel like he's got the perfect height and weight for the position at 5'11", 195. He's kind of has that running back build, but he plays that way with ball in hand. He's a nightmare for defenders to have to deal with when he catches the ball. He can take simple pass plays, make them huge gains. Master of catching the ball underneath and then ripping off big chunks of yards.
Yak machine.
Yeah, you can play him in the slot. You can play him outside. He's tough. He's got that spatial awareness about him. He breaks tackles. It's impressive when he does that. Clutch, work the middle of the field, no regard for his body, fearless. I mean, this guy is like a big-time football player. He kind of builds up speed as he runs. So, like, the further he goes, the faster he goes. But his toughness, his ability to snatch the ball, super impressive. You think about some other USC receivers. When you talk about Jordan Addison, Amon-Ra St. Brown, those kinds of guys, the run-after-catch guys. This guy kind of fits in that same mold coming out of USC.
I love it. All right, let's go to Michael in Dallas. Michael, what you got?
Hey, Broadus, man, I was just going to ask a college football question. I know your son's over here at Texas. I'm an alumni in 09, but we just hired Muschamp, and obviously he was working with Georgia, so I can kind of see that. You know, Texas, we got big money, so we like to do easy things like that. But I really think that Sark is on the hot seat. So if nothing happens this next year, do you also see him out?
Well, I don't know, man. I tell you what.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's funny. My LSU team went through all that, you know, the coaching problem and Brian Kelly and all. And I kind of feel like through Sark, there's a lot on the line at Texas because of the alumni base, the, you know, amount that's put into it every year. The key for all these big-time programs are their coaches' ability to go out and handle. I don't think it's so much the recruiting stuff anymore. I think the transfer portal stuff. And really, Sark's kind of tied himself to Arch Manning. Arch Manning coming back, you know what? Arch Manning got better as the season went along. So if Sark is on the hot seat, it will be because, yeah, they didn't get in the playoffs, you know, but I kind of have a feeling they're going to beat Michigan in this game on Wednesday, and then they'll get back, and we'll see how the portal and all works for them. But, man, it's going to be about they lost a bunch of running backs. I was talking to my son about that. Got a new running backs coach in from Florida, and supposedly that Florida back is coming over with him. So how that all plays out, I don't think Sark's on the hot seat right now as we speak, but, man, that thing could get very, very hot because of all the resources and stuff that the Texas alums and the school put into it.
Expectations are so high.
Very high.
Yes, I could see that happening if they miss the college football playoff or something next year for sure.
Yeah.
Thomas in Arlington, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you got, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, folks?
How we doing,
Brian,
sir? Yeah.
Good, man. I want to take you back to Louisiana.
Okay.
I want to know what you think about Tyler Shuck.
You know, it's funny. I didn't like him coming out.
Thanks,
I really
Thomas.
Didn't. I really didn't. I you know, I was. It was not one of those
old things. And injured.
Yeah, I was thinking. I was worried about a knee and all that. And give Kellen Moore and those guys down there. You know, a lot of credit. Nussmeier coaching these guys. Yeah, they've done a lot better with him than I thought they were going to do. I was not a fan of the player at all. And I know that in college he showed some really good things. He bounced around a little bit. But ultimately, though, he's found ways to make some plays. And you got to give him some credit for that. Saints playing some better football because of it.
Yeah, and defensively, too. They're playing some really good football as well. So Kellen Moore, kudos to him. That was another guy I doubted. All right, here we go. Joel in Dallas. What you got, Joel?
What's going on, fellas? Now that Diggs is off the team, can we expect Ravel or Stewart to compete for that Diggs position, or can we even see a Josh Butler? I know we haven't seen a lot of him, but do you guys think he could make that jump and replace Diggs for us?
Thanks, Joel.
I think they're going to draft. I think that I mentioned, like, I've looked at 5 cornerbacks already. All of them can play. You know, I would not be surprised with that second first-round pick that you have. If you trade back, maybe a situation, heck, they might even pick one with the first pick. I think this is a team, you know, when you thought, well, maybe I think there's only one position on the defensive side that they won't look at, and that's defensive tackle. I think everything else is up for debate. I think you're looking at linebackers, you're looking at ends, and you're surely looking at corners. I don't think we'll see what they do with safety, and I hope they don't bottom fish this thing. But, you know, like I said, they're open to all position. I think that Ravel's going to be back.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Bland's going to be back. Hopefully both of those guys are healthy. I think with Ravel, it means a lot that he got to play this year. And everybody over there loves him. So let him get through this game. Let him have an off season where they take that brace off. He can now, instead of rehab and worry about just getting ready, he physically looks the part. But I would not be surprised at all if they look at a cornerback, maybe in one of the top 3 needs.
Clay in Waxahachie, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you got, Clay?
Okay, I was wondering how much y'all actually look at the players' stats when they are coming up for the draft and actually use those in y'all's evaluation. I know the main evaluation y'all use is actually looking at the film.
Yeah.
But how much do y'all use the stats? And the second thing is specifically on Davison Igbinosin from Ohio State, the cornerback from there. And then the last thing was going to be, has Brian ever made tomatillo salsa, the roasted tomatillo?
Yeah, I have. I have.
Actually, thanks, Clay.
Yeah, the green sauce. I stole the recipe from Javier's in here over in Dallas. And that's another place, by the way, close to downtown. If you're into that Mexican, it's a little bit different. It's not like your Tex-Mex, kind of some high-end dining there. But, yeah, the tomatillo, the green sauce is excellent. I love using them. Sometimes they're hard to find in these grocery stores. But, yeah, the Ohio State corner I have not looked at yet. And then the first part of the question was, he was asking me about
how often, like the numbers,
stats.
Yeah, the stats.
I look at stats when I try and figure out, like, if they're playing, like, the best games. Like, if somebody's a wide receiver and they have 7 catches against Indiana and maybe they have 2 against Ohio State, where I try and find games where the guys have production so you can see them play. And then if you're really, really interesting, circle back to the games that they got their ass kicked. You know, the games where they got shut down and try and kind of figure out. That's where you use stats to be able to say, okay, look at this game, and this game. And then maybe if you have time, circle back and then look for a game that maybe they weren't so good at.
Yeah, I think that's kind of my role throughout draft season here. I know you and Walchuk and now Dawson are all going to be watching the tape. I'll be seeing all the different advanced metrics on these guys and just throwing them out to them and seeing, hey, does the tape match it?
Yeah.
I have a lot of fun doing that. The RAS scores, how athletic are these dudes?
Right.
Helps you project out a little bit. So I do love that particular aspect of it, and let these big dogs handle the film work. All right, we'll close it down with Derek and Waxahachie. Derek, you're in the G-Bag Nation. Oh, Derek.
All right, somebody wanted on the text. Okay, I'm going to do some of the text real quick. Somebody asked me to read R. Mason Thomas. That's a report from Oklahoma. I actually have him done. So if somebody, is it okay if I do that?
Yeah, hit it.
If I can get my
R. Mason Thomas, his name's literally R. Mason.
R. Mason Thomas, yeah. He's an edge rusher. He's 6'2". He's 249 pounds from Oklahoma. impressive first step quickness. He can cover some ground really quickly. Impressive get off. He attacks blockers. Some natural bend. This is what I think you're looking for from the Cowboys. You're looking for a guy that can bend. This guy's got closing speed. He can accelerate. He's one of those guys that doesn't stop as a rusher. He has a feel for the depth of as a pass rusher. So you'll see him get upfield, and then the quarterback's right there. He'll go back to the quarterback. He doesn't go past the quarterback. So you kind of see him being able to find that quarterback in the pocket. He's got really deceptive play strength for the position at 6'2", 249. He can anchor down when he's asked to play the run. He can squeeze running lanes. He's got a little bit of a smaller frame, as I mentioned. But, man, he could lower those pads to gain some leverage for an advantage. I think he does a really good job going from speed to power. I don't think a lot of scouts will not likely like his frame or the shorter arms, but he is one of these guys that is relentless going to the football. You watch the Texas game, you watch the Michigan game, this guy will get your attention. R. Mason Thomas, he's an edge rusher, 6'2", 249 from Oklahoma. He could bend the corner for you.
Outstanding, Brian Broaddus. You are a legend. Great calls from the Tolos. An impromptu Ask Broaddus Anything here on the call line, D&M Leasing Hotline. Appreciate you guys. We have some more texts to read. We entered the Expressway commercial-free G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, all coming up next here in the Nation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Nice work, Khaki Kev, in for Lucius. Today we got the G-Bag of the Day coming up here in just a couple of minutes. LA Live, and then Ari Temkin live from the Orange Bowl in Miami, getting you set for Texas Tech and Oregon at 6 o'clock. Absolutely loaded, man. We just went a little Ask Broaddus on the phones there. That was a great segment. Broaddus had to catch his breath a little bit.
Did you need an IV
after that segment?
My head was spinning from all the stuff I was thinking about so much. But yeah, but thanks everybody that tried to call in, and thanks for people that texted in as well. We appreciate you guys.
I have a feeling, and this would totally tap you out. You'd be like the Popeyes worker at the end of the shift, just like hunched over, needing a cigarette and some Gatorade. Uh-huh. We could probably do 5 hours of that. I bet we could keep the phone lines lit for 5 hours.
You think
people,
so?
You just add,
be like
people
a marathon?
Just asking you questions. The most random. It's so funny. You go from date night spots to draft prospects to
Cowboys. There's a lot of places to eat. I just know which one I like downtown. That's what I know people are thinking high, but folks were texting in some great places. And I mentioned Javier's because of the Tomatillos, the sauce I stole from them.
Yeah.
I make that. That's one of my favorite things that I make for people. Like they're saying, I have friends that like, hey, make this sauce for me for Christmas, you know, so I'll bring it over. I'm coming over for a party, and like I never show up empty handed. I'll either bring a charcuterie board or some type of dip or something like that that I make.
Ice machine.
Man, I'll tell you what, we're a struggling team right now without this ice machine.
We are.
Because I love, that's the one thing about, and I love where we're working right now. I love working here. I hate the fact we don't have an ice machine. I'm sorry. I don't mean to complain. I know people are out there driving around. Our bosses are listening right now. But, man, I love green tea, iced tea. I just love it. And I love to drink it while I'm doing the show.
Chew on it a little bit. Are you an ice chewer?
No. I mean, I don't because it's bad for your teeth.
You just like anything on the rocks.
Yeah. But if we mean like, yeah, there's really, really great ice machines. Like a Sonic ice machine would be great, you know?
Top tier.
But we don't have one. So now I have to put the iced tea, I put it in a cup and put it in the freezer, and then I have to wait 30 minutes for it to like cool off. I just love to have, you know.
Well, why don't you read that last text?
How about some, you know what? You know, that's really 817. That's so uncalled for. That's the reason why I don't like read texts.
Because people want to know about celebrities' chesticles and your scouting report.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. That's come on, man. It's unnecessary right there. It's unnecessary.
But I mean, do you?
No opinion.
No, sorry about that. 817.
Why do you want to get everybody in trouble? Do you have an opinion? Would you like to? I've heard you do this one before. I have heard you do this before.
I made that mistake once, and I don't make it again.
And it ruined a day for you there in New Orleans. A couple of days. It did.
Might still be ruining days.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. By the way, Rick Bayless on YouTube has a great recipe for that salsa. Yeah. So if you're looking for
Rick
that.
Bayless is really good into Southwest cooking. And that, by the way, is Skip Bayless's brother.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was a top-tier chefsman.
Yeah, and matter of fact, they do not even talk. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Why not buy a bag of ice on your way to work and leave it in the freezer being a few, you know.
Okay. See, everybody puts their hands in it.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I you know what? You know what they're 425 or 254? You're right. I should buy a bag of ice. You're absolutely right. Should buy a bag of ice instead of complaining about not having ice. You're absolutely right. Please text in. Where do you work? Do you bring the ice every day to work when you go? Just curious.
We were having such a good time, and the ice drew him off sides. There we go. All right, Khaki, it's your time to shine into the Pimp Cup.
Wait a minute. Is this guy saying, don't be a pee, bro? What's he talking about?
He wants you to answer the tease question. Oh. That's why. But we don't do that.
Go to hell, bro.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Khaki, let's do this. Angry Broadus is maybe my favorite Broadus. I love him when he's happy and he's just doing his thing. But when he gets upset, man, I don't know if there's anything better.
I just want to know how many people bring their own ice to work other than like in a Yeti cup or some BS like that.
Right.
You know, fine. I mean, tell me, do you have an ice machine at work that you, I mean, what? How do you get your ice? Seriously.
Broadus, if it makes you feel any bit better, I brought my girlfriend up here on the weekend just to check out the new place, right?
Yeah.
And she was in love with the coffee maker, thought the studio was great, much nicer area. She was like, you have a Starbucks machine, but no ice maker.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, okay.
There you go.
So you're not the only one.
Guy says you're rich, just buy an ice maker. I tried to buy an ice maker up here. I don't know if we have the water hookup. I'm rich. You're right. I'm absolutely rich.
Make it rain, baby.
I've got millions of dollars. I'm going to buy an ice machine for this place. Watch me. If I could get water. If you're a plumber out there, come and hook us up. Hook us up with some water so I can use my millions to buy an ice machine. I got companies, man, coming out my ass. You know?
Crown Global Media's own Brian Broadus, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. He doesn't have Twitter, but he's got everything else on lock.
Yeah. No. Hey, don't worry about it. I'll buy my own ice machine. You don't have to buy me one. Thank you, though. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Broadus. You're incredible.
How about this? You know what? The ice trays? How about this? You put ice trays in this fridge, watch the people take your ice.
Yeah, that ice ain't yours. That's community ice.
That's community ice. Yeah.
That's my ice now.
Yeah.
All right.
I wish I could just pull that like right now and submit that.
That's a G-Bag of the Day nominee guaranteed. Okay, so mark it.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
That'll go 5 times.
Yeah.
All right, well, he's going to have to rival our champion 2 times, going for 3. A little bit of an issue in the drive-thru.
We hash browns, and what did you say you wanted to drink?
Just two hash browns.
I want a Sprite.
So what you want? You Sprite. Want a Sprite?
Yes.
Okay. So one of them, one of the heels with a hash brown and bacon. Bacon. I'm sorry. With spanking.
Please,
ain't nobody better equipped to take this order.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I don't either.
That honestly gets better every time I hear it. It's aging very, very
it
well
is a good
here.
One, yeah.
Two-time champ. All right, who's the contestants?
All right, we got four contestants for today's champ. Let's start with, you said it earlier, G-Fellow. Let's start with the GOAT.
I went with Peyton Manning. This was like 2010, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, listen, I've been in the league 10 years. I called Peyton. It was offseason. I was like, listen, let's me and you get together. I've learned from all the other quarterback coaches. Why don't me and you sit down and talk football for 3 days? He's like, let's do it. Come to my place in Tennessee. I fly down to Tennessee. Peyton and I spent like all the time. We work out together. We play golf together. We ride jet skis together at his house. And we, of course, we're eating meals. So he sits down for breakfast. And they're like, hey, you know, so-and-so, Mr. Brady, they come into this old cabin. Mr. Brady, what do you want to eat? And I'm like, I'll take, oatmeal and, two scrambled eggs. And that's it. And they're like, Peyton, what do you want? He's like, I want biscuits, gravy, three pancakes, six bacons. I want three sausages. And I'm like, you eat all that you know, and I was like the Southern boy with all the good helping for the comfort food. Man, I was like a totally different. I didn't even know what the hell he was doing.
Was there any part of you that wanted to try that in your 3 days with him?
No, that's the thing. I don't have to. I'm like, nah, I don't want him the way I feel after that.
Oh man, that's no surprise. That epitomizes
man,
the two.
I'll tell you a breakfast order that changed my life is when you can order an omelet and put the biscuits and gravy inside the omelet.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds heavenly.
You got a spot around here that does that, right?
Didn't yeah.
You? Yeah.
There's a place over by the Star that
oh
does that.
Oh my gosh.
Exquisitely Egg is what does that. I had never had a big old omelet with biscuits and gravy inside the omelet. It seriously, life changing.
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sausage gravy.
Oh yeah.
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 You really can't beat that.
No.
I think I could put the sausage gravy on damn near anything.
Yeah.
I dip chips in it. Super Bowl
Why
dip.
Why not?
Sausage gravy. I might do that this year. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, for the suggestion.
That's a good one, though.
All right, our next one. Let's go around the room. How do we feel about Rick Carlisle?
He's my buddy, man. All Rick right. Carlisle and our buddy. I got his phone number on my phone. I call him. He that was a butt crack. He didn't get fired, did he? He didn't get fired.
From the Mavs?
No. From the Pacers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, somebody put it out there, Rick got fired. I was like, did I call him?
It was just in the finals. That would have been hilarious if
yeah,
you
I know.
Called him for,
yeah,
like, sorry about that. And he's like, what the F are you talking
he
about?
He and I text quite a bit. I haven't caught him this season. I know they're off to a bad start, so I didn't want to.
Well, I mean, the injury situation, yeah, yeah. I mean, they were doomed. They were doomed from the start, but right. Last year was incredible.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got some audio here. We got Steven Adams talking about his draft visit with Carlisle.
I mean, I had a pretty buns college career, bro. Like, it was real rough. One of the in pre-drive workout, Rick Carlisle actually said this in my workout. He was like, why are you coming out of college? You average 6-6. And I was like, I don't know, bro. Just giving it a crack. See what happens. He's like, all right. Like, it was bad, dude. Like, it wasn't great. Like, it was just like, eh. But yeah, it was probably like my college career was pretty dumb. But then, like, you know, I work hard and whatnot. Like, I like to work out. It's probably when I got to the league, that's when I was like, oh, okay, like, I could probably do something.
Wow. This dude's saying, I was pretty buns
I was
in
pretty
college.
Buns. Pretty buns, yeah.
Everything with the accent is better. I do love him. He's one of the best personalities in all of basketball.
Yeah.
Rick Carlisle being brutally honest, like, what the F are you even doing right now?
You know,
it's
so funny how people, when they interview Rick, they were so intimidated by him.
Yes, I was. We had him on the air one time when I was filling in for somebody, and I was genuinely nervous.
You know, it's funny. I remember going in, like, him and I were talking, and we were with Tim McMahon. And McMahon asked him a question, and Rick gave him some BS answer. And then, like, he called McMahon into his office, And he's telling McMahon, he's like, you know, I can't answer that question. And he goes, why not? Why can't, you know, him and, I used to see him and McMahon, like, kind of go
out. McMahon don't back down, McMahon, bro.
But, like, but Rick really respected McMahon.
Right,
they
right.
They were buddies. They are buddies when it comes. So, yeah, don't be intimidated by Rick. He wants to kind of, he's got that Bill Parcells thing in him where he kind of likes to see how far he can take you.
Yeah.
And then inside, he's kind of like, man, I'm just kidding with you.
Having a good time.
I'm having a good time.
That's good. Carlisle versus McMahon. That's a hell of a courtside for that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right. Our last nominee here is Brian Hoyer.
Oh.
A little bit of a Christmas story.
Yeah.
We had to decide we're going to come into work, right? Like, you got to come into work. And Bill kind of gave the spiel and said, look, it's a wonderful holiday. It's great. And I love Christmas. But with all due respect, Christmas. We got to come in here and work. It may have been 2018 on the road to a Super Bowl win. I think he basically said the best Christmas gift we can give to ourselves and our families and our friends is a win this Sunday.
That was an all-timer.
That was an all-timer.
Listen, man, I love Christmas, but with all due respect, that's Christmas. My gosh, Bill Belichick is a savage. That's pretty good. That's pretty good right there. Okay, so nothing else in there. Nothing else in there, Khaki. That's interesting. Are you a little, are you playing scared right now?
Definitely not scared. Definitely not scared.
Tell me what's going on. I see Theo Vaughn, caller asks if it's gay to sleep in a t-shirt and nothing else. Are you scared?
Oh, no, I'm not scared. I'll play that.
Let's see.
Is it gay to sleep with a shirt but nothing below the waist?
Is gay to sleep with a dude? That's the real litmus test, I think.
The litmus test.
Man. I can't believe we didn't get one of those callers asking Broadus that question right there. That's a Theo Vaughn call it on his podcast. Yeah. Seriously though, Khaki, walk me through the decision there, because clearly you were punting on that. You're not gonna get in trouble for that. Okay. First of all, I take the blame. I uploaded that. Okay, so that's on me. But I think we're fine.
Okay. Honestly, didn't see the clip. Completely passed it.
Oh, are you serious?
Did not even see the clip. Completely passed it. Was not scared.
Why'd you call him out for that?
That's G-Bag of the Day worthy.
The guy wasn't even sure about it.
Well, I mean, just from my vantage point, I didn't know that he just didn't see it, okay? So that's all that was.
Hey, that's 100% honesty. Didn't see the clip.
I believe you. I believe you 100%.
Yeah.
I thought that was a worthy G-Bag of the Day nominee. Pretty dang funny.
I'm glad you called me out and made me play it. I'm better for it.
That's a candidate?
That's a candidate right there. Theo Vaughn answering all the questions.
All
okay.
Right. You guys ready to vote on that one? So Lucius has to play it tomorrow?
Yeah, I know. I'm ready to do that. That's my vote. I mean, those are all great. I mean, nice work, Khaki, putting that thing together. I'm going to go with Theo Vaughn, though. Give me Theo Vaughn. Khaki.
Which one did you like the best?
I have to say that's probably the Theo Vaughn clip. It's just too funny.
So that's pretty good, isn't
so it? That thing's right now 2-0, right?
But yeah, I will say, if I could put in an early nomination, pulling Broadus for tomorrow, that's my early nomination.
Oh, that's going to take the cake tomorrow.
Well, just pull it for Lucius then tomorrow. That'll be good. That was me like talking about I have companies coming in my ass. Is that what it's saying?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to vote for that one because I want to hear Lucius play that one and wonder why. And he's going to ask us. And Eric's not even going to be around to like.
No, I'll be here for it when he replays it at 2:20 tomorrow. And I'm going to blame Khaki. Easy money. All right. Unanimously, your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It is Theo Vaughn being asked all the important questions. All right. Now it is time to stick in the pimp cup for a Tuesday edition. Toxic Tuesday. LA Live.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress, Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, you squares.
Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Trayvon Diggs, you got to be a sorry motherfucker to get fired on your day off, big boy. What did Jerry Jones? Jerry, you ain't did all year, but you finally done something right today. This Jerry John with that pen. You know he old, he's shaking. Trayvon, that's you? That's us. We got to let you go. And damn it, they let you go. You ain't make it to the last game of the season. They had enough of your sorry ass. Didn't I do mean sorry, Mr. Giving up 60 and 70 yard touchdown? Your ass is trash. And guess what? We ain't done either. Your brother, Stephon, come here. Come here, big boy. It's a Diggs day around the league, ain't
LA Live, Toxic Tuesday edition, December 30th, brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That's greystone-roofing.com, the best in the Metroplex.
Absolutely. 214 says, Eric, that's why your mom doesn't love you.
I beg to differ. I've given her many other reasons not to love me. And somehow she still does.
Still does.
Nothing like a mother's love.
By the way, is she listening right now, maybe?
I would say probably not.
Okay, well, please thank her for the holiday, for the
stuffed bread.
Stuffed bread. That didn't last too long.
No, I'm gonna go see my parents and my Uncle Lou.
Yeah.
In from Miami, ready for the Cotton Bowl. I'll see him tonight.
Is Uncle Lou kind of the crazy one? Who's the crazy uncle?
The crazy uncle.
The guy that was hanging out with Mercury Morris.
Yeah, well, that's my grandpa.
Oh, that's your grandpa.
Did you see the picture of him that I posted for Christmas Day? Yeah. Christmas Day. We haven't even really begun the proceedings. And he's out sitting on the diving board at my parents' house with his coffee and a heater, just prepping his body for a bunch of grandkids to show up and just run amok for a Christmas morning extravaganza.
So give me the scouting report on the uncle that's the Canes fan.
Uncle, he's just diehard sports guy. Now he's classic Italian. I mean, he's got plenty of, you know, he's rocking the jewelry. He's always, if he's not working, he's rocking Canes gear rocking Dolphins gear. I mean, a true diehard. So he goes, him and his old college buddies, you'll respect this. Every year, pick a game or two to go to a couple of games.
So they go to an ACC trip somewhere?
Yeah, a little ACC trip and soak in some Canes. So when I called him on Christmas morning.
You told me you had him?
And said I had tickets.
Yeah.
He lost it. He goes, I'm hanging up the phone right now. I'm checking flights. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Within 30 minutes, he had the itinerary. Yeah. This is when I'm coming in. This is when I'm leaving. Let's do this thing.
I'd love to see an upset there.
That would be fun.
That'd be so cool to have all you guys there and have an upset like
It'd
that.
It'd be great, man.
Where do we go from there? What's the next game? Where would the next who do we have to play?
It would be Georgia or Ole Miss, but
yeah,
you know, probably Georgia.
So what bowl game are we talking about moving on from there?
Yeah, let me pull up the bracket here real quick.
I should know these things being I'm doing radio.
Well, I mean, it's tough to piece it all together. I mean, you have all these sponsors for
going to the Fiesta Bowl.
Okay, wow, it'd be the Fiesta Bowl.
Tempe?
Yeah, that would be the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. That would be in Tempe, and then you have the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, and that will either be Oregon, Texas Tech, or the winner of Bama and Indiana. So that'll
be that. That just not now. Maybe they're trying to not give everything to Georgia, but that just doesn't make any sense, making your fan base have to travel all the way, you know, halfway across the country to go play in a game when you could potentially be playing at that, you know, the Peach Bowl and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good call. I mean, I wonder how much, because don't the top seeds, like Indiana, the ones he got to choose that they wanted to play in the Rose Bowl.
Right.
So then that immediately puts them to the Peach Bowl if they win.
Right.
They could have chosen the Sugar Bowl or the Cotton Bowl and then done the Fiesta Bowl. But either way, they would have done some traveling.
Indiana
there.
Is like, that's a traditional Big Ten team. And that's the goal of every Big Ten team is to play in the Rose Bowl. That goes back.
Oh, okay.
That's just a history.
Ohio State would have chosen the same thing.
Well, Ohio State had been to the Rose Bowl so much.
It's such a beautiful aesthetic, man.
But they had a great game in the Cotton Bowl last year against Texas. So, you know, they're down here, you know, recruiting good. So yeah, it makes sense. It's a simple trip. I mean, that sending those Ohio State fans would travel to the Rose Bowl, but they've done that quite a bit.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for them to try and hit this Cotton Bowl up a couple times.
Okay, Broad is 321 asking, you could get a free punch to any host on the station, not get in trouble. Who you punching? I could see you squaring up Bob. Just a good punch on the arm.
No. You know what? Who would I punch? That's a really good question.
It's a great question.
Do you have somebody in mind? Would you punch me?
If I'm punching... No, no, no. I wouldn't punch anybody that I'm doing a show with.
Choppy?
Yeah,
Choppy deserves a punch.
He probably does.
Yeah, he's kind
of his toxic masculinity, he would eat it, then he'd just talk smack to you about how it didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt in his arm. He's on the ground now in one knee.
Didn't even feel that.
I'm
going to go back inside, though. You guys have fun.
I think it'd be funny to get a punch from Sean because of his tiny hands. It wouldn't hurt very much.
That one actually wouldn't hurt. Unless you got him in a rage. Yeah. You know, if you got angry Sean.
What are you talking about?
Throwing some tiny haymakers. Yeah.
Everybody's, why do people not like Bobby? Why do people not like Bobby?
Well, here's the thing. Bobby is polarizing in a way where, like, there are some big time Bobby stans.
Bobby.
And I am one of those. Like, I love Bobby to death.
Bobby's
a
smart dude.
He's incredible.
Yeah, yes. He is. I mean, I guess
he's brash. And so some people are just like, and he's, you know, very pro Dak. I think there's a lot of, if you like Dak, you like Bobby. If you don't like Dak, you don't like Bobby.
Who's the nicest guy at this station? Is it Wolchuk?
I would say Wolchuk in general, but then he had that moment on the beach. But I guess you could say that was nice because he was defending us.
Yeah, he was. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Wolchuk really is a sweetheart. Yeah,
and he's one of the nicest guys. Like Blake's a nice guy, too. Michelle,
Blake wouldn't chase down the guy stealing the old lady's purse, though.
Yeah, I mean, but he's a nice guy.
He is.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a lot of nice dudes.
See,
I think Fred is about as nice as it gets as well. I mean, he's a foxhole guy, team player.
Oh, Freddie's a lovable guy. The people are saying that one of our teammates, they're not too happy with one of our teammates.
Oh, they want to punch Dawson?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Dawson will rile you up, man.
I'm surprised somebody didn't want to punch me in real life.
Really. Yeah, no text about punching.
Yeah. Bobby, people say Bobby's made the morning show a million times better.
He's not wrong.
I listen to them every morning at 6 o'clock when I'm driving over, and I'm kind of like I like their show, I do.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, Bobby has definitely taken that show into a different stratosphere. They got a great thing going.
People
really
saying
do.
Punch Bobby to shrink his forehead.
Well, he might have to shave his head. You hear that?
Well, okay. What's the bet?
Well, he had said like a one-off comment. Okay, shout out. I don't know exactly who the Tolo
people
was.
People saying you're the nicest human being. You are friendly.
Oh,
man.
That's because I'm the shout out guy.
You are like we're interviewing here, Matt Money Smith, Matt the second. Hey, Tolo man, with you, brother, with you, Tolo man. Yeah, you are the.
I do appreciate the Tolos.
You do. You're like overly like we're on remote. You would go out of your way to like hang out with people. I appreciate you doing that.
Okay, here we go. We'll read some more text, but here's Khaki.
Oh, Sean.
Khaki's coming in strong with the clip, okay? So Atolo marked this months ago, like I think before the season.
Okay.
Bobby put his hair on the line. Everybody forgot except for this Tolo. Here's the clip.
Barring injury, okay? Because obviously the injury can factor into all of this. But barring injury, if Ezeraku doesn't pick up a minimum of 6 sacks as a minimum. That's like the very baseline. That would be, all right, he kind of met expectations to me. If he doesn't pick up a minimum of 6 sacks as a rookie, I'm going to shave my head bald.
Oh, no.
And then they got his wife on the show today, and she was not happy about
it. They got him for that one. By the way, the 214, if you're going to punch me, learn how to spell my last name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. If you're gonna go after me, please, Brian, Bryan, last name Broaddus. Nothing worse.
It's the double D, man. You can't forget that on a TD Tuesday.
Nothing worse. If you're gonna go after somebody, make sure you spell their name right, please.
All right, we got. I love Bobby. I'd punch Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Says I am the nicest. That's why I read this.
No,
text.
You are. You are the nicest.
Walchuk close second. That's our buddy Walton Waco.
Yeah, your show was like the nicest show. You two working at nights were super nice.
Yeah, we want to keep it light and have a good time.
Yeah, fun. Yeah,
that's what this is about. Every once in a while, we'll get in a little fight, and then we kiss and we make up, and we get back to the nice fun stuff.
Okay, the 817 saying one time you shook a guy's hand, walked away, then came back and shook it again.
Is that right? The old double shake, huh?
What are you doing? what are you, freak?
I like to put her there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to get a good man-on-man handshake.
Did you forget you met the guy?
It depends. Were we having a Mardi Gras Broadus-style remote show? Because that could have happened. Yeah. I could see that. Yeah. But other times, the tolos are just so fantastic, you got to double up. I'll give you a big hug. Yeah. Attaboy butt slap. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you and your attaboy butt slaps.
Got to get some of those, man. That's camaraderie. Yeah. Okay, that builds a bit of a bond and a chemistry, and you feel like, okay, now we can go win games together.
See, Weston, right? Weston put his name on. I appreciate that. Weston, by you punching me, I would surely punch you back.
There you go, 682. I'd probably punch Brian Walrus, he says.
That's what I'm saying. I would drop Weston. Watch this old man do it.
Oh, this has been a lot of fun. I mean, I did 903. I would punch Eric dead in his ass.
Either Gavin or RJ, I would punch.
this is a great segment, man.
Yeah.
We didn't even need to get to the content. It's a Toxic Tuesday. We're talking about punching each other. This worked out beautifully.
Yep.
Khaki, who you punching?
Oh, I was not expecting this.
Sorry to throw you off.
Yeah.
Sorry to be part of the show.
Probably Blake, right?
No, I would not. I would not punch Blake or Fred. I think
Fred would kill you.
Nobody's punching Fred.
Fred would laugh when you hit him. You know, he would just laugh.
And then he'd crush you.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the deal. If I punched Fred, it probably wouldn't hurt. It'd be like one of those things where you, like, if you ever, like, hit your dad and you just feel bad. Probably one of those kinds of deals. Who would I punch? Probably one of the producers.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see here.
Just say Carter. You know, he's not even here anymore.
I probably would not punch Carter, actually. I'd probably punch Jacob, just because he's my friend. And hope he punched me back, and then we'd be good.
Just a friendly punch off.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The guy said, I've received a double handshake from Chief at the hot tub place.
Oh, at the Southern Leisure Spas? That's probably when I did the raw dog, or the straw dog, with the hot dog and the beer. I was definitely a little bit woozy that day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Yeah. LA Live here on a Toxic Tuesday. Keep the text flowing in. Let's talk a little college football. Ladies and gentlemen, our good buddy Ari Temkin, the identity of Texas Tech, the identity of Oregon, live from the Orange Bowl in Miami. Ari Temkin joins us next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.